direct from Sparks, Nevada. It's blindbargains.com coverage of ACB 2017. Brought to you by Hims.
BrailleSense Polaris is shipping. The future is now. Check out the first Google-certified future-proof note-taker with no touchscreen required. For more information, visit www.hims-inc.com.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey, everyone. I am over at the VFO booth, and I'm talking to Joe, who is it's a big name, Western Sales?
Director of Sales for Western United States.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people at VFO, so it's easy to kind of have those territorial things going on. There was a new product announced I saw on Twitter, and it seems to be from the Optilec family, the Compact 6.
Yes, absolutely. So the Compact 6 is the most recent product.
Uh-huh.
It is a 6-inch Compact 6.
Okay.
It's a tablet form.
All right.
Not a traditional
portable. Not the old Compacts that had the stick on the side or that would flip out like the switchblade.
Right. Okay. So it's a little different than that.
Okay.
But it is a bigger screen.
Right.
And what it's capable of doing is that it can scan and read.
Okay.
So it's a portable scanner reader, text-to-speech. And it has a distance camera.
Right, okay.
So if you're standing away from and there's a sign up on the wall, you want to scan it,
right.
You can have it read back to you.
Wow, so it's really kind of a combination of things that have been done in the clear view line, things that have been done in the far view line, all coming together in the Compact, which is more portable, sits on the table, a little easier to manipulate.
Right, and you can do that with near text and all that stuff.
Right.
So
here's near view, far view, that was always hard to get used to.
Right. One of the things that it connects to is through Bluetooth for earpiece.
Right.
So there's no, right now, currently, we don't have a earpiece portal to put in, except if you have maybe a USB
right.
earpiece, but
okay.
not too many earpieces have USB.
Okay, input. So not necessarily a line out, like
right.
a 1-8 or something.
Right.
Okay.
So most, if you have a Bluetooth that has, an earpiece that has Bluetooth capability,
okay.
or even a speaker that has Bluetooth capability, you can hook it up to that, and then you can hear it that way.
Oh, man, audio. You could do like an Amazon Echo, you could do a Google Home. There's all sorts of different ways you could do that.
Right, okay. Absolutely. So the way you could, and you can change color contrast just like any other portables.
Okay.
So you can use directly as a portable video magnifier.
So all the traditionals, blue and yellow.
Absolutely.
White on black.
Absolutely. And you okay. can store images.
Okay, so all those colors, and then some of the other features with the memory we were talking about just a second ago. Internal, can I export that out? Can I, is that USB or SD card? Or,
USB.
Okay. And is that compatible with some of the other stuff, like let's say OpenBook or other things that I could actually connect that to and then transfer?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it might be down the road.
Gotcha.
But because it is a Optilec product, which is a Compact series, and I know what you say in OpenBook and those
yeah.
products are more of a Freedom Scientific product.
Yeah.
So if that was probably down the road.
Some interoperability kind
of. Right, absolutely. But because we are collaborating together with a lot of our stuff,
right.
I don't see why it couldn't
yeah.
happen if it needed to be.
Sure.
So,
a little friendly.
Right.
Okay, so all of that, what are we missing as far as specs-wise? A high-definition camera kind of thing,
Right, so we don't put a 720 or 1080 on this.
Right.
We just, because it's a tablet form, like a computer screen, we're going to say it's 10-megapixel screen
right.
camera.
Gotcha.
So a 10-megapixel camera, like if you're familiar with smartphones,
mm-hmm.
you have iPhones that I believe uses an 8-megapixel or 7.
Right.
And then you have Samsungs that go up to 12 or 13 megapixel.
Right.
So this one has a 10 megapixel, so it's a very good quality camera.
Okay.
And the other things I forgot to mention is that it is a touch screen.
Oh, okay, so I can manipulate the UI, I can scroll things up or down once when I've scanned it, I can do all that with touch.
Just like you would do your smartphone. If you're,
okay.
I mean, most of you guys who are in the visually impaired industry are using iPhones.
Yeah.
So it has the same touch
kind
functions,
of
features, where you right. expand, you want to take your
pinch
fingers.
And zoom.
Right,
of,
absolutely.
Okay, right.
And then if you want to scan to the other side, you just take your finger and scan
yeah.
it to that side.
All right.
So it has that similar or same type of way to use your text of touchscreen.
Even better for someone who might be at 6, 8, 9X to feel more comfortable for long-term reading, but still want to get the layout of something, they could pinch out and see the formatting of
absolutely.
What they're looking at. Right, okay, so that looks out perfect. Battery life, does that directly impact?
No, I think it's all portables on the average are all around 3 hours of use on a fully charged.
Okay.
And I believe it's the same with this.
User replaceable battery or internal only?
Internal.
Okay. General AC, so can I charge it when connecting to a computer?
Yes. So you
oh,
can
okay.
have it through USB.
Right.
So it can charge through USB.
Is that a USB 2, 3?
Either one.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Because it's just charging.
Right. And some people have MacBooks, so they might have a USB-C, so that's another question. You
know, and it does not have a USB-C.
Right, okay. Well, you know, there are adapters for that.
Right,
that's,
sure.
That's not a big deal. Okay.
So wow. I just want to let you know, this is also still right now in prototype form right now.
Correct. So you're just showing to get feedback.
Right.
Many companies are doing that now, kind of using an external beta test with people that are walking up and taking that back to manufacturing.
But we're very close in releasing and launching this product.
Okay.
And because it is all firmware operated,
yeah.
It will gives us a lot of possibilities down the road in
right.
terms of other functions and other features that it can do.
So before Christmas?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
For this series, yes. It
okay.
also has a stand, so when it tilts towards you,
right.
you don't have to bend your neck. Like if you're looking at straight down a table.
Right, right.
So
right.
it is tilted towards you so
okay.
you can sit comfortably when you read and use the product.
Okay.
Remember, that's a very important feature.
Right.
That with the Ruby XL and the
right.
Ruby 7 series and all the compact series all have, which is that the screen tilts towards you so you don't have to be uncomfortable.
Very similar to the Topaz and the Line Viewer from ages ago, where you still have that very comfortable reading position and you're not having to do that looking straight down method of getting a crook in your neck and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that. And weight, what is the weight of the unit?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have all the specs.
The specs?
Right now.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second.
Okay. All right. We got one right here.
So it does continuous zoom from 1.8x to 18x.
Okay.
It does not say the weight, but it's not that much heavier than the other.
Than the other previous compacts in that line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe like the size. The Compact 5 series.
Right.
It is a size in between Compact 5 and
right.
the Compact 7.
And that makes sense because you're talking about a 1-inch screen sounds a little different, but
it makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference as far as when you're carrying it. Did the OCR mechanism, did all of that kind of change the weight of the unit, or maintain kind of the same kind of weight, that, in your opinion?
I don't think it made a huge difference in weight with
yeah.
the OCR.
Right.
Because everything is internal. And remember, software. You got
mostly
chips,
software-based, not a lot of
little
mechanical
chips and stuff
right,
like that. So yeah. that doesn't take extra.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The hardware.
Now, if somebody is thinking about this new unit, or maybe somebody's going into, or has an existing compact thinking about upgrading, this is sort of straddling the line between that portable 10-inch series and a handheld at 5-inch. So who do you think this is good for, or is it along with, say a Ruby, where that's still more spot reading and handheld?
I would say someone that wants both the best of both worlds in
okay.
terms of real live spot reading and a little bit extended reading on the flat surface mode.
But doesn't want to carry something larger or put it on
right.
a cart and take it from class to class.
Like a Ruby 7 or a Compact 7 is a little
right.
bigger and bulkier. You can
yeah.
transport it around, but I don't know how many times people bring it out in a grocery store
sure.
and use that. But this you probably still could.
Yeah.
And then secondly, the person that really wants this unit is that OCR, the speech,
yeah.
text-to-speech. I've, in the past, gotten a lot of calls asking, do you have anything that's portable that does text-to-speech?
Yeah.
And that seems to be a big factor because technology is coming a long ways, and people are expecting portables to do that.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the first of its kind, so I think it's pretty cool.
Okay, so any other specs you want to hit before I ask you the question that everybody's going to ask me to ask?
No, I mean, besides that,
yeah.
it only has two buttons, on and off power button,
uh-huh.
and then the other button is a capture button.
Right.
So that's it. That's all the buttons it has. Everything else is touchscreen.
Touchscreen UI, right.
Yes.
Okay, and can I modify the colors of the touchscreen UI, or is it standard for that menu? Because there are some people who say, if I reverse it or do invert color, do the colors on the UI change?
So, no. So you can invert it just like everything else. It
okay.
comes to default color setting, the reverse and
okay.
invert it.
Right.
And then you can go into the menu and change.
Customize it
yes,
a little?
Yes, you customize that too.
Okay, all right. That's where I was getting at.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so here's the scary. What are we talking about for price? And we already said that it would be later this year.
Well, not much later this year. Very near future.
Okay.
I'm talking about maybe weeks.
Okay.
So we're looking at $1,595.
Oh, all right.
$1,595.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the initial price launch. And we'll see from there.
Yeah, that's a very compelling price, because if you were already considering something in the 10 to 12 to 15 inch era, you're already sort of considering that.
Right, because where you're looking at Ruby 7 and
yeah.
Compact, they're $1,295 and $1,395.
Sure. Right.
But they don't have OCR capability.
Right.
So if you're really thinking about it, yeah, you're giving about an inch away in terms of screen size, but you're getting OCR, which is, I mean, that's huge, right? Someone
yeah.
who wants that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you were saying from Ruby 7, $1,395
yeah.
to $1,595, you're only looking at a difference of $200.
So the idea for those listening at home, you want to think about what tasks you're going to do with it. You definitely want to see how fast the OCR works, how comfortable you feel with that. You want to lift both of them and put them in your hands, see what that's like. And of course, you want to come by the table here at ACB NFB or hit your local VFO dealer. Where else could they learn more about these particular products, sir?
Probably most likely online soon, or maybe we'll probably do some sort of YouTube.
I found it through Optilec US on Twitter. That's how I did.
Oh, there you go.
That was this morning.
I didn't know that. You're ahead of me.
It said come by the booth, so I did. There you go.
Great. So it is a compact product, so not all VFO dealers will have it. It will be the traditional Optilec dealer or a Optilec Freedom Scientific combo dealer.
Okay.
So look for that, and if you just call into the VFO company, we'll direct you to the closest person near you to see this.
And of course, you can head on over to blindbargains.com and head on over to the show notes for this particular interview. I'll have links there as well as they come up. Thank you so much for your time, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. For Blind Bargains, this is Joe trying to stay away from roulette. Trying. I don't know that I've succeeded.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.